Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love.
Now, Sean O'Reilly is sitting opposite me now, very excited because Oasis are back in town Cardiff. So, you all said, now you're not going, you're going to, in August, yeah?
I am,
yeah,
yes.
Okay, so you're not going tonight, but no. There are lots of people going out there. Would you like to be there?
Oh man, I'd give anything to be there, yeah. I kind of regret it.
You even called me man there.
Oh, I mean, like man, that. I really get into character. Really.
So, we're going to ask the question today. Yeah. What's the big deal?
Well,
the big deal on Oasis?
The story
is... Hang on a second.
Okay, go on.
I'll play this for you.
Okay.
Showbiz on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
With CarZone.ie. Buying or selling, CarZone.ie has you covered.
Okay, so for fans and for people who are not fans of Oasis, they're saying, what is the big deal? So what is it? What's going on here?
Well, this story has all the elements of any good movie, Ian. You've got two brothers, two very different talents who love each other deeply, mm-hmm. but they push each other's buttons. They shoot to fame. They become one of the biggest bands in the world. They make some of the best music of the generation, and then it all blows up. And for years, they snipe at each other. They make very public digs. And then as demand and demand grows,
yes.
it seems like a reunion might never happen.
Although, there's always a look in their eyes, and there always was, to kind of say, this is going to happen sometime. Yeah. We'll pick our moment.
I know.
Yeah.
But it did happen. Yeah. And the reason that they are so special is there's such a huge sense of nostalgia. The 90s were a special time with the Manchester movement and the Britpop, and Oasis were just leaders in that field. Mm. Their music has the ability to bring chills. It's not just the music, it's the movement, it's the style, it's the parkas, it's the bucket hats, the hair, the swagger.
It's still so cool,
the
isn't it? Really
are so
is.
Cool. And there's a signature tune that they walk onto, right? And I have it here. And when I hear
she's filling up, by the way.
No, no. When I hear this song, honestly, I am not a wild person. Yeah. But when I hear this song, I go mad for it. This is...
Mad for it.
And I can imagine when this song starts playing... walking on stage and they let the whole thing play out and everyone's going bananas in the crowd and there's pint glasses flying and they are walking out onto the stage, hands behind their back, taking the mic, and who knows what Liam was going to say first.
Yeah.
Who knows? Yeah. This is going to be the start of it now. And for the next
and will
month...
they use that? They will use
they
that.
They are definitely using
are
that.
Okay.
So, from reports of people gathering outside the Principality Stadium in Cardiff, they have heard that particular song. They have heard the sound checks this week, and they know that they're definitely going to be doing, some might say, Cigarettes and Alcohol, Talk Tonight, Roll With It, Half the World Away, Slide Away, Supersonic, and... Acquiesce.
Yes. They're doing Acquiesce. Yes.
Yeah. Well, apart that is what people have heard from the stadium through the sound checks.
A few weeks ago, they were saying they're not doing Acquiesce, but that was probably just to tease.
Throwing us off the scent.
And listen, is the master plan something that they do? Or
the master plan is on the list.
Is on the list.
So Noel does his few on his own.
Yeah.
So he's going to probably do Half the World Away. The master plan, and then obviously Liam takes front for a lot of the kind of anthems.
Yeah.
Doors will open at 5 o'clock tonight. The first support act cast are on at 6. Richard Ashcroft, who is a friend of the band, on at 7. And the lads are then on stage at 8.15. Oasis are on stage tonight.
8.15.
For the first time since 2009. Yeah. Together. And apparently they're going to perform for over 2 hours before wrapping up at around 10:30. And if you want just a little sense of the journey so far, the ups and the downs, here we go.
You're right.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I think any band worth their salt is not about just the music. If you haven't got that kind of behaviour and you've just got great tunes, then you're pretty boring as far as I'm concerned. It's about both. When both come together, you have greatness.
You don't even have to go round. All we've got to do is look at each other in a certain kind of way and move round. Without even like opening our mouth, it's just going inside our heads, you know what I mean?
Liam's like a dog and I'm like a cat. Cats are very independent creatures.
I dare you to call me, and you won't call me, because if you do call me and I go, actually, that's a good idea, then you've got to be in the same room as me, and then we both know how that ends up. So you call me. Stop tweeting. You're bigger than that. You're better than that.
I don't think we should have split up, man. You know what I mean? We'd had worse arguments about lesser things and that, and, you know, I think we were a proper band, and I think we need a good... fan like that, you know, and you did exactly what you said on the tin.
I don't write anything, so I'm a fan, I think, of his music. I don't need no other band. All I need is the Beatles, you know?
Oh! Okay. Oh my God! We have finally reached. I am in a constant state of goosebumps for the last week. I honestly feel like I'm going on my school tour and I'm afraid I'm going to miss the bus. That's the feeling I have.
Well, I remember even when you said that there was a rumour that they were going to, you were so excited and you were genuinely. Kind of,
yeah.
So, and then it came to pass. And then it's happened. And now today
it's happening
is the day.
Tonight.
Today is going to be the day.
Parker,
oh, very good. And Mark Hogan, who, Mark, is, he knows a bargain when he sees one.
Go on.
He says America is the place to go because they weren't as big in America.
Right.
So they've had the Wonderwall, you were saying.
Wonderwall was a big hit over there.
But their other stuff wasn't.
But
they're doing some concerts over there, which would be quite magical.
Oh, yeah.
They mightn't have the same atmosphere now. That's the only thing.
I think it's come kind of, they've come back around in America. Americans have now copped on to what they missed originally.
Right. So it could be.
Yeah.
Good one, yeah.
You're rock and roll, lads.
So what'll be the first words?
Come on.
Come on. Come on. I think this is my favourite little game. It's so simple, right? And I know people play it all over the place. And they even play it when we're not on the air. They play it themselves and they make up their own versions of it. It's called Waffle. And basically, it is five keywords that you have to try and find. You have to try and find all of them, all based on a topic, which I will give out. And you give out the topic just before the person starts. So you can play along if you want to. But the person who's actually playing along to win some moolah today is a chap called Kevin Byrne. He's in Kinnity in Offaly. Kevin, how are you?
How are you doing, Ian?
Are you well?
I'm good. Nervous.
Are you nervous?
Yeah, I've been meaning to call in for a long time.
Really? Or, okay.
Like you were saying, we're always playing it every morning.
Yeah. And are you good at it, like?
Oh, it depends on the topic. Yeah. Some mornings brilliant, other mornings, you know, you hear a pin drop.
And have you got somebody to help you there, like?
Yeah, my wife is in the background here.
Right, okay. Any kids? No?
They're further in the background.
Right, okay. So I believe you're making waffles and pancakes.
Pancakes, yeah. We're getting kids out the door to summer camps and childminders.
Very good. Excellent. Are they enjoying all that, yeah?
They are. It's difficult logistically, but they're enjoying it for sure.
Yeah, very good. That's only from your point of view. They don't even know about the logistics. They just say, yeah, take me. I like it. Okay, well, Kevin, listen, best of luck on this. And I'm about to reveal your topic. What's your wife's name, by the way?
Kira.
Oh, you got a ding for that.
Today's waffle topic is
rivers of the world.
The Nile. The Danube, the Rhine, the Shannon, the Mississippi, the Ganges, what's the one in China?
Forget about China.
Yangtze, the Thames, what's the one in France?
One more. Yes.
France River, the Danube.
France, go on.
France River is the Seine.
Yes, you got it! Oh, that was fantastic. That was really good.
I've been nervous there. I kind of got stuck.
Yes, we had the Nile, the Thames, the Seine, the Danube, and the Mississippi. I'm loving it. Very good,
brilliant.
Kevin. Well done. €1,000 on the way to you.
Oh,
that's a nice little bonus on a Thursday morning.
Sure is.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, congratulations. And did you do that all on your own? Did Kira help you out a little bit there, yeah?
She came out the door shouting the Amazon.
Did she? That's just the delivery is on the way, the Amazon one.
maybe.
Very good. Well, listen, enjoy it. Thank you very much. Well done.
Thanks, Ian. Appreciate
Rivers
it.
Of
Bye.
The world. There's Kevin Byrne.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today FM.